Before we begin, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor of the podcast, Ford. Ford trucks have been awarded the best truck of 2022 by J.D. Power, and the 2022 F-150 has the best towing and overall performance in its class. The new 2022 Ford F-150 Lightning is the best electric truck because of its speed, power, and long-lasting charge. Built Ford tough. Playing blues songs about guns, liquor, and women, he became the first black American gangster. Leadbelly's real name was Huddy Leadbetter. He was born in Mooringsport, Louisiana in 1889. Leadbelly was short and stocky and remembered by his high school classmates as the smartest, the biggest, and the best. He was a serious man, was always seen wearing his gray suit, and had piercing eyes. You could see his intent and his commitment even in the photographs. And he conveyed his intent and commitment through his music.
My girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. Where's that, baby? In the pines.
He died from Lou Gehrig's disease in 1949, at age 61, but even though he didn't have the longest life, he sure did make the most of it. He was locked up twice. According to David Germain, in 1917, Leadbelly gunned down a man in a fight over a woman, and was later sentenced to 30 years on the chain gang in Texas. He gained the nickname Leadbelly in prison. According to legend, Leadbelly was pardoned in 1925 by Texas Governor Pat Neff, was captivated by Leadbelly's singing. In 1930, Leadbelly was sentenced to 10 years in a Louisiana prison for attempted murder. John Lomax arranged Leadbelly's release from prison and hired him as his chauffeur for Lomax's southern tour. Lomax later became Leadbelly's manager and took control of his career. Their relationship had an interesting dynamic. Some of their disagreements most likely came from Leadbelly signing a contract guaranteeing Lomax half of Leadbelly's pay. This is obviously a very large portion of money for the manager to be receiving. Lomax got Leadbelly booked at the places he wanted, not considering what Leadbelly might want. And Germain explains that Lomax presented Leadbelly to audiences of eager, affluent, educated whites, many of them thrill seekers hoping to experience a bit of unbridled South. Under Lomax's direction, Leadbelly catered to that, performing in the prison uniforms and bearing a long knife scar on his throat. When performing at these places, Leadbelly was not authentic because he would rather be performing for his people who could actually relate to his music. When he first started, he didn't like the way Lomax handled him, like a child, but he never said no one word against him. If Lomax hadn't discovered him, I don't know if he would ever have been discovered. I think that's why Leadbelly never hated him for what he did, said Leadbelly's niece, Tiny Robinson. A contemporary artist I think Leadbelly had an indirect influence on is Lil Wayne. Both Leadbelly and Lil Wayne grew up in Louisiana and had difficult roads to success. Lil Wayne shot himself when he was 12, and in an interview he says,
"Everybody jumped over my body to go get the guns and drugs and whatever they could find. It took one guy to stop right there and cuss everybody that hopped over me out. Like, what the f*** are y'all doing? Do you not see this kid on the floor with this hole in his chest?" He brought me to the hospital room and made two and stood there and waited till the doctor said he's gonna make it. He was white as snow.
I see similarities in Lil Wayne being saved by a white cop and John Lomax getting Leadbelly freed from prison. Both Lil Wayne and Leadbelly had people save their careers and allow them to become successful. I also see similarities in their music. Most of the songs on Lil Wayne's 2009 album Rebirth feature prominent guitar playing. Da 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 begins with a bass guitar solo that I really like, played by Wayne. Leadbelly was a great guitar player and was one of the first musicians to play a 12-string guitar. Leadbelly had this to say about his first guitar, which he got from his dad. When he give it to me, glory to God, I was gone some. I jumped down and commenced to a whipping it to a plank. Leadbelly's guitar playing set him apart from others and made him stand out during his career. Da 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 also reminds me of Leadbelly's Mr. Hitler. Mr. Hitler speeds up when the chorus hits.
We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday.
This beat is similar to most Lil Wayne songs, but is especially similar to Mahogany. Both songs have slower background music with fast singing parts. Both Mr. Hitler and Mahogany speed up around the same time in the song, and both fluctuate between slower and faster singing speeds.
Check. Mahogany dashboard, I do the dashboard, gas to the floor, I'm pressing fast forward, I race a NASCAR, transport just what you asked for, don't ask me what I asked for, if you can't answer, now who them Zans for, I pop dance for muscle relaxation, I'm a patient, pick up the pace when I feel too adjacent, to who I'm racing, yeah I'm spacing out, oh you faded, I'm faded out, oh you made it, I made it out, but you shaded like 8 mile, 8 ball from Orange Mountain, lay it down, I lay it down like it.
Both artists sing about drugs. In Leadbelly's Goodnight Irene, he says,
if Irene turns her back on me, what you gonna do? I'm gonna take a morphine and die. She said, go ahead and kill yourself then. Irene.
And in Lil Wayne's I Feel Like Dying, he repeats the phrase. Drugs play a big part in both these artists' lives. Both artists use drugs recreationally. Even though today's drugs are way different from the ones Leadbelly would use, I believe Leadbelly and other gangsters of his time created a new view on drugs. By singing about drugs, it draws attention to drugs and why some people might want to use them. Lil Wayne creates a casual and cool idea of drugs and makes it seem like no big deal to use them. Goodnight Irene has a smooth flow, and Leadbelly stays on beat in almost a speaking tone. This is similar to Lil Wayne's Shoot Me Down, because he is talking the whole time and doesn't sing at all. This is very interesting style of performing, and I believe this could have had some influence from Leadbelly.
Yeah, now if you let me, you won't regret me. If you let me, you won't forget me. Remember? And if you don't, then ponder. Hold up. There's a reminder, I ain't kinda hot, I'm signer. I sweat money and the bank is my shower. And that pistol is my towel.
Another artist Leadbelly shares similarity to is Ma Rainey. Both artists paved the way for black musicians by being strong and loud artists in the industry. Ma was a very active artist, making over 100 songs in her career. They also both had white managers that they didn't have perfect relationships with. These artists set the stage for those other artists in the future. Leadbelly was an American gangster who lived a wild life and paved the way for modern artists such as Lil Wayne. Leadbelly was an insertion to many young black artists in his time and after. He gave artists after him the ability to be outlaws and gangsters. Leadbelly was a true American artist who changed music forever.
Don't you lie to me. Tell me where did you sleep last night. Come on and tell me something about it. In the ponds, where the sun don't ever shine. I wish you would.